بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أربع إذا كن فيك فلا عليك ما فاتك من الدنيا: حفظ أمانة، وصدق حديث، وعفة في طعمة، وحسن خلق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran kareem, respected brothers and elders, beloved friends, every believer, every Muslim has this desire and shock in his life that one day I want to change my life. One day I want to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day I want to be a better human being, a better Muslim. Even if at that moment person is not on a path of deen, but because of the spark of iman that he has in his heart, some way in life, this reality will struck him that I need to change my life. I am not happy with the way I am living my life. Even offender in a jail, in a prison, he has the desire in his heart. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the Muslim prison boards operating in the regions, which plugs into the National Muslim Prison Board that I have in the AGM in your area. And that brings me here today. So alhamdulillah, a lot of effort is taking place also amongst the inmates to ensure that what they eat is halal, that the aqidah is preserved. If we are not going to do the work amongst them, somebody else is going to do the work. As far as the Ramadan and the fasting and the rites of Taraweeh, Sahri, etc., is all of this is accommodated. In South Africa alone, there are approximately 6,000 Muslim offenders. So on a weekly basis, when you go to the prison, even the inmates, when they open up to you, he's committed murder, he's committed rape, but something is struck him in his heart that one day, Sheikh, I need to change my life. And this is the reality, respected brothers. But many a times what happens is Shaitan makes us feel it's too much. How do I accomplish all of this? I am so far behind. Where do I start and where do I end? And then we become hopeless. We lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel, ah, I just need to love now. Where do I start? And so much of things to do. I'm not even reading my salah. So I thought I will focus on one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he mentions, he said, أَرْبَعٌ إِذَا كُنَّ فِيكَ فَلَا عَلَيْكَ مَا فَاتَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That four qualities or four things, if you can bring it in your life, then do not grieve and do not worry about all the other things that you have missed of this world. If you can bring those four things in your life, then you have accomplished most of the things that you need to accomplish in this world. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is hifdhu amanati, the quality of guarding of trust. Now what do we understand when we say trust, when we talk of amana? I left my belongings to you, you look after it. When I come back, please give it to me. This is what comes to mind when we talk of trust. But let us focus on few aspects that generally our mind don't go towards. And that is also part of amanat. So somebody has told you something and he left his secret by you. But brother, I am telling you this, and this is between me and you, is confidential. That is also amanat. Even if a person does not say, this is a secret between me and you. But your own mind tells you that if I speak about this to somebody else, my brother or my sister will not be happy. That is also an amanat. So what happens? A tells B, listen here, bhai, I'm telling you this is between me and you. Now B tells and tells C, hey, bhai, don't tell anyone, but you know, I know this thing. This is just must stay between me and you. Then D goes and tell E, bhai, you know, eventually is the talk of the town. Why? Because we never look after amanat. The amanat of keeping somebody's secret. Somebody told you thumbs a thing and is confidential. We did not look after it. It becomes a fitna in a community. It becomes a fitna in a society. Many a times when relationships go sour between husband and wife, between employer, employee, and then because we know each other's confidential matters. Now because we want to get back at that person, we want to expose all the confidential information we have of that person. And so applies to our relationship with husband and wife. Many a time that marriage does not work out. Now when you go to the Maulana, or whoever it is, now we open up all the confidential matters. To an extent sometime, A'udhu Billah, we even open up about our intimacy in our bedroom stories. It's also an amanat. And in this we find the guidance and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحْبِبْ حَبِيبَكَ هَوْنًا مَا عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ بَغِيظَكَ يَوْمًا مَا وَبَغِيظْ بَغِيظَكَ هَوْنًا مَا عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ حَبِيبَكَ يَوْمًا مَا. That when you love someone, love him with moderation. Love that person to a certain limit. Cut off, there is a limit. Because he can be your potential enemy. And when you hate someone also, hate him to a limit. Because he can be your potential friend. He'll become your mahbub one day. And you will not know how to face him. He will become your enemy one day. And he will expose you. That is why the giant Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, if you cannot keep your secret a secret, how do you expect others to keep your secret a secret? Today with Instagram and social media, we put it live. Enroute Durban, going to Dubai, going here, going there. We cannot keep our own secret a secret. How do we accept others to keep our secret a secret? And many a times, respected brothers, when we feel victimized and we feel oppressed, we feel we want to expose that person. We must remember there was nobody that was more mazloom and oppressed than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him was, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلِ. That do not let your anger and frustration and anger for these people make you injustice. Be just, even though you might be angry with them. So this is one aspect, my respected brothers, when it comes to amanat and guarding the trust, is the confidential matters of people. Nowadays, Everybody is operating online. There's WhatsApp groups. There's working groups. There are meetings that are happening on WhatsApp groups and online. How is it that before the meeting can even finish, the minutes of the meeting is leaked out? We've breached the trust. Al-majalisu bil amana. Private gatherings is also an amana. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. That the one who is giving an opinion. So if someone comes to you for an opinion, why I want to do this, what do you feel, what is your mashwara? He is putting his trust in you. And you need to give him right advice, sincere advice. Not an advice with hidden agenda. Because I don't want him to overtake me, or I don't want him to come in my way. So we give an opinion or mashwara with a hidden agenda. This is also betraying of the trust. So this aspect, my respected brothers, no, one day my father was telling me, he said, "Bhai, in the zamana we are living today, to find a mushir is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody that can give you correct advice, somebody that can give you right mashwara, is also a ni'mat and a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this aspect of hifdhu amanatin has a very broad meaning. Guarding of trust. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصِدِقُ حَدِيثٍ. Be honest in your speech. Now, when we talk of honesty in speech, I'll come fetch you at 2 o'clock. I did not come to fetch you at 2 o'clock. I'm a liar. I will do this for you. I did not do it. I'm a liar. But what about the white lies, what we call the white lies, that has become part of our day-to-day life? So somebody is to pick you up by way you, no, I'm just here, I'm just a minute away. He's still bathing at home. Phone the mechanic, by way, how far is done already, I'm just closing up. You go see the car is sitting on the bricks, never even start. If he forgot, let's be men enough and say, "Bhai, maaf, I forgot. I was supposed to call you, but I forgot." Now, when you're supposed to return somebody's call, and now when he phones you from his side, "I was just about to call you. I was just about to dial your number." It's a lie. So these white lies, what we call the white lies, that have become our day-to-day habit, day-to-day routine. How much of lies we are speaking on a daily basis, my respected brothers. You go to a shop, the guy wants to sell you something. Kassam, I'm telling you, this is my kharid. I'm telling you, this is my... In the meantime, you're lying. This is not your kharid. But because you want to make the sale, this is my kharid. So these type of things, my respected brothers, many a times we need to narrate or mention a story or an incident of what has happened. If we cannot remember the incident or story word to word, let us be careful in our words. Let us choose our words very carefully. Let us see what was said maqabal, what was ma'bad, what did he say before that? What did he say after that? If he walked towards you, he didn't hit you. If he was harsh towards you, he didn't sway you. So many a times when we want to narrate an incident, then we add things from our own side. And many a times when we feel oppressed, and when we feel victimized, now either to get back at the other party, or to convince the arbitrator, or to convince the Maulana, we add our own masala and spices in the story. Why? Because I want to get back to him. I want to show him a point. Or Maulana must believe my story. So this is also lies, my respected brothers. We might be getting these things off our chest and making our chest lighter. But in that, how much we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصِدْقُ حَدِيثٍ. He's honest and straight in his speech. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk straight. Nobody will kill you. Nobody will harm you. Rather to prove one lie, you will have to speak many other lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the reality, respected brothers, and understanding. The third quality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعِفَّةٌ فِي طُعْمَةٍ. That a person, he's pure in his earnings. He's pure in his food. What he consumes is pure and halal. Again, when we talk of halal food, chicken must be halal, the meat must be halal, the spices must be halal, and the food must be halal. What about the lies that we spoke in earning that money to buy the food? What about the bribe that we paid to get the tender? To get that earnings and to buy the food? What about the deceiving? What about the salah that we missed and broke the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in trying to earn that money? So this is also part of iffatun fi tu'matin, that you are pure in what you consume. What about an employee who steals from employer's time? He steals from his work time. Is your salary at the end of the month justified? Is it pure and halal? This consciousness must come to our heart, respected brothers. The fourth thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَحُسْنُ خَلِيقَةٍ. That the fourth quality you can bring in your life is good akhlaq and good conduct. Now this is a topic on its own. Many ulama speaks on good akhlaq and the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is lacking today, my respected brothers, is the quality of tolerance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn to tolerate one another. We need to learn to accommodate one another. Sometimes we are not tolerant with our own family, with our own wife and children. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that there was never a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given an option in any matter that he would choose the matter which is most lenient. Unless it was a matter that directly violated the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to tolerate. Wherever Sharia has accommodated people, wherever there is accommodation in our Sharia, why do we need to be so hard on things? Why do we need to label people? Why do we need to judge people? Is Allah not enough as a judge? So we need to learn the tolerance. The incident of the conquest of Makkah, we all know. The highlight of Fathul Makkah and the conquest of Makkah was the tolerance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so oppressed by the Quraysh for 13 years. When he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, he said, I will take no revenge, you are all free. He tolerated every person. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was even sensitive towards the nature and the emotions of people. One day Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting and his lungi was little but up. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was coming. The minute he heard that Uthman is coming, he lowered his lungi and he came forward. And he said, must I not be shy of that one whom even the malaika is shy of? So we need to learn this quality, my respected brothers. of tolerating one another, of accommodating one another. Keep our hearts big. Jannat is for us. If everybody is going to go to Jahannam, who's going to go to Jannat? Leave that faisla and decision to Allah. Let us do what we need to do. Focus on our own selves. Have fikr for our own akhirat. So these are the four qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if you bring these four qualities in your life, then there is very little that you have to worry about the things that you have missed from this world. Guarding of trust. Look after trust. Understand the aspect and the broader meaning of trust. وَصِدْقُ حَدِيثٍ. Be honest in your speech. Understand the broader meaning of being honest in your speech. عِفَّةٌ فِي طُعْمَةٍ. Ensure that what you eat, what you feed your family, is pure 100% halal. And the fourth quality, we need to make an effort to bring the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More so in this time of fitna and fasad, where everyone is fighting one another, let us become tolerant to one another. Let us become accommodating to one another. Let us have a big heart, let us have an open heart for one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.